No. Show. Show.
That's right, folks. It is the Ono Radio Show, and we are back again. That didn't really work like I'd hoped it would.
I wasn't ready for it, but the duck sauce is the jam.
It is the jams, and I think it will work in the future. We're gonna.
We should actually record it though.
We should do a recorded version of this. Yeah. All right, let's try it again. Let's go. All right, here we go.
Oh, no.
We gotta sing the whole show. Thing. I didn't gotta sing the whole thing.
No, I like just talking.
All right.
Hey,
folks,
we're back.
We are back again. This is the Ono Radio Show. I am your host, Owen. Tonight, still filling in for Duncan, is new co-host.
Duncan, fuck off. I know you're listening, but...
So mean.
Man, I'm saying he's filling in for Duncan. No, I mean, ultimately...
ass is forming a little impression over here. Yeah, it's smaller than Duncan.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me say his name. His name is Ty, and he is here, the tall man in the studio once again.
Yay.
back again with us as a surprise guest, as we were talking about Duncan, is our good friend Kelsey.
Hey, Kelsey.
Why not leave Kelsey out of the fun just because Duncan can't be here?
Yeah, but right I there. Mean, she on cue did the laugh.
She did.
It was perfectly my famous on cue. Laugh.
I mean, okay. I'm sure you're missing Duncan, but it's this must bring you a little bit closer to home, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's wonderful to be here as always.
Awesome. Well, it's great to have you here.
We do miss Dunk.
And tonight, we have second time guest. I feel like we barely know this person. We met her in the third segment of the Tragic Ian Show.
Is that called the sexy third?
Sexy third segment here on the Ono
Radio Show. We might have to revisit that.
We may indeed, ladies and gentlemen. Bubble is here, otherwise known as Katie.
Katie,
she's I think the first person to really actually have a name on the show, a nickname.
Yes, Bubble. We did go over this last time.
Yeah. Yes. But we actually, I mean, I think. People might have figured it out why you're called Bubble, but we never really even quite discussed.
Yeah, we didn't get that far.
We didn't get that far in as to why you are nicknamed Bubble. And you're nicknamed Bubble from before the show, right?
Yes, Gina.
Gina gave you the name.
Gina, yes.
And
birthed by Gina.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but
not everybody calls me that.
But I
want to know more. I have a little.
I think it's
background.
To do with the fact that she grew up maybe in a small town,
Polkheim.
Even smaller. No. Polk County's the big
Richie?
City.
Newport already. We go in Newport.
Fuck you.
Did you really? You're not from Newport.
No.
Oh, okay.
God no. Remember?
No time.
I had to get really close.
Okay. We're gonna play this game. We don't have to say where you're from to describe where you're from, and it's a no name town. You know the name, but
well, why wouldn't you tell me?
Because I think it's a fun game, you know, for us to play on Ty, and maybe Kelsey, and you have to guess by the end of the show. You can keep guessing it.
What is it? Florida, at least?
It is Florida.
Okay,
it is a Florida city.
I feel like it's not too far away.
I will give you one clue. There is a car named after it.
What? See, that's not where I'm technically from, but yes.
But you know,
but close.
But
yes.
Close, right?
Yes,
the
yes.
Closest big city.
Probably the longest I've ever lived somewhere, yes.
Okay, there we go.
Yes.
Now, why we're discussing this is, of course, because you did grow up in a bubble. You grew up in a kind of, I don't know what. Please tell us.
Describe your upbringing.
Well, apparently I don't know shit about anything.
Interesting.
Apparently you don't know shit about anything.
Apparently so.
Now is this like, I know it's come, you know, you didn't know how to open, she had never opened a beer the first time I met her.
What?
Like, what?
Yeah, you told me that.
No, I've drinking beer before.
No, you never opened a pop top before.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She had never used a can, like a beer bottle opener.
Yes.
To open a bottle herself.
Just a Bic.
Yeah. No, yeah. Travis has to do it for me.
She didn't know the Bic. She didn't know the Bic. She didn't know how to open the bottle. She didn't. We're
great.
You're stepping too far ahead. You know, she had never opened a bottle of beer.
They had beer where you're from.
Almost not the beer.
I guarantee there was beer there.
I always have someone to do it for me that knows how to do it. Why the heck would
that's
I...
what you women like to
she
do.
She is a woman, yeah.
They are apt to... Thanks. But my chick can open a beer. I mean, she's seen me do it enough times, I suppose it would, you know, sink in over time. But no, she can open a bottle of... Can you open a bottle of wine? Like with a corkscrew?
I'm sure, yeah.
I'm sure. But have you ever done
but
it?
But you've never done it?
Maybe once, but then I had help.
Oh, wow.
I don't drink by myself. I mean, come on, guys. I'm not that lame.
This is so weird, Ty. And I mean, it is, you know, obvious because of who I announced that is here in the studio today. But it's the first time ever that we've had, I think, two females in at the same time.
Right? Yeah. Not Sausage Fest.
Not Sausage Fest. But at the same time.
I'm okay with it.
I don't know. I feel there's not enough testosterone in the
you
know, room.
No, there's definitely enough testosterone in
we're
here.
We're finally at an even level. Yes. It's very strange.
Estrogen. Yeah,
we're on a balanced sort of. I don't know. I don't know how the show's gonna go.
Well, Duncan's here in spirit, obviously. So
Duncan's here in spirit, and I just as I say that, I fire up the Skype so that we can take calls there. And the number, if you do want to call us, is
3-2-1-3-2-0-1-8-6-6-6-6-6. Hail Satan.
You can keep dialing the sixes. It's probably still going.
Yeah, just keep
going.
Doing
just
it.
Just keep dialing them.
That should be necessary. I mean, by this point.
Exactly. So, yeah. More to, seriously though.
I was out the other night.
I do want to get back on the bubble thing. I want to know. Citing specific examples of why Gina, our friend Gina, who's been on the show very briefly, said hello, is quite familiar, but why she would call you bubble. Like, what are the things that she doesn't, apart from opening bottles and things like that? I mean,
I don't know. Like, I guess, I mean, like, for an example, like, everybody freaks out every time I tell them that. As of Halloween Horror Nights, taking a bite out of a rib, I've only had it twice.
Eaten a rib twice.
Like ribs.
So are you weird with food?
It's just in general. Like, my dad eats the fucking same thing. Like, for every meal, pretty much.
What's
your
dad eat?
I don't know. He eats
mac
like,
and cheese.
Like, no. He's like a health nut. I was telling you earlier how he's like OCD.
Right, right.
So, like, I don't know. Like, he would eat the same thing. Like, ravioli or salad or garden burger or, I don't know. I just was not brought up on broad ranges of anything, except for maybe music.
Have you had many like exotic foods? Yeah, definitely.
I've never had like Thai food, which I think is weird.
Okay.
I mean,
I enjoy my self-proclaimed name food.
Yummy. It's just
it's true.
I don't know. My dad doesn't like to try things.
I've had Thai's food before, and it is pretty disgusting. It's sparse in portions.
What?
Sparse in portion, man.
I'm spicy. I can't help it.
Yeah, you blow dust. We've talked about this.
Well, since I'm from Maine and, Massachusetts, I mean, I've had northern food, but I'm not really big into southern food.
Yeah. I mean, I'm from the north. Like, I hail from the great lands of Wisconsin and...
Wisconia.
Wisconsin.
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 So I've definitely had, the Midwest upbringing, meats and potatoes.
See, my family doesn't really eat a lot of meat. I mean, I've had pork maybe once. I don't know.
Like British food.
Interesting.
Like fucking British food.
For us, it's definitely some sort of meat.
Right.
Oh, exactly. You gotta have meat, you gotta have two veg.
Two sides, yeah.
And potato is not a vegetable.
Potato is a vegetable, though.
Potato is always there. It's like meat, potato, two veg.
But
that
since
is,
living
that
down here,
meat.
I mean, I'm a food guy. I like everything. Oh,
yeah. Well, I mean, have you ever guys ever had poutine? It's so delicious.
I've never had authentic poutine.
I've had it in Canada.
I would love it, I'm sure, because I've made things drunk at home when, you know what I mean? I've pretty much made poutine.
But you can't get cheese curds down here.
But not a lot of Southerners know about it. Like, they're all like, what?
They're idiots. They think gravy's
it's Canadian
white.
Food,
they think gravy's white and you put it on biscuits and shit.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Well, that is delicious.
But don't be hating on
biscuits and gravy.
But white gravy, come on. White gravy is a far... Yeah, it is an inferior gravy in my eyes. I feel like...
What's your gravy called?
My gravy is fucking gravy. It is brown.
Well, okay.
And it is made out of whatever... Gravy is made out of whatever the thing you're cooking, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it's thickened up and...
Yeah, I'm with you. Okay, all right. Cool.
So white gravy, what's that coming from?
I don't know. This white gravy is very...
I don't know what
it's
that...
It's a good point, right? It's the...
It's just like when you order poutine turkey? Up in Maine, like they're just like, okay, do you want chicken gravy or beef gravy? Like, I'm just
and
like,
I can go for no, I can go for either. Chicken gravy is good.
Yeah.
I am hungry.
Maybe we shouldn't talk about food.
God damn it.
Give me some of that poutine.
Fucking assholes. They think they can just call whenever they want. sorry, Trevor. I just got your message. You said, I'm sorry. I'm trying to call your sorry excuse for a radio show and no one wants to pick up. Yeah, very.
You're very,
very
attentive.
Very, yep. Yeah. Now I really want to pick up the goddamn fucking thing, don't I, man? Anyway, it'd be good to hear from him, I suppose, in his New York ways.
I know, right? Ugh. Oh. New York. Why aren't you bringing...
Turn down your radio, I can hear it.
You can hear my radio?
Yeah.
Because I don't... Okay, well, that's not the radio, and I'm not in charge of the... Yeah, there it is. How about that? Is that better?
Yes, it is.
It's better.
Don't tell me what the fuck...
There you go.
This is...
You're
not
in charge of it now.
This is not Trevor. Fucking someone beat Trevor to the phone lines. Did you hear us
talk? You're goddamn right, because somebody's been trying to call in for the last, like, 5 fucking minutes.
You act like you're surprised, Duncan. Welcome to the show, though, by the way. How are you, my friend?
I am wonderful, sir. How are you?
It's another day, man. It's... You know how it is.
Hoo-ah.
I do know how it is.
Where
but
are
I bet you?
You
is wha-
Sorry, keep going.
I am in the steel city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Oh, the
Jesus
the pits.
Christ. As Duncan goes on his grand tour of the nation, you are now in fucking... How cold is it? Pittsburgh?
Katie
oh,
pegged
my
it,
God,
I
how
think.
Cold?
I think the high was 30 today.
Oh, woo. My God. What is it now?
And we're
night?
Supposed to... Oh, it's going to get into the 20s tonight, and we're supposed to get between 3 and 6 inches of snow tomorrow.
This is why I complain when people down here complain about how cold it gets. I'm like, really? This is my favorite season. Like,
yeah.
I get it, but when you, I don't know. You
this is
no,
definitely
shit.
What?
I get used. I've gotten used. I fucking hate the cold.
You pansy yeah. son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I've been living down here too long, or down there too long.
No, my blood is thin, man. I've been here since I was 7. I
you out-Englanded yourself.
It drops fucking below 70, and I need a fucking hoodie.
My chest hair misses the cold weather. Like when I go up north, my chest hair like
your Nordic quality.
I think it's
start...
more or less the humidity, though. Like the humidity.
It could be the humidity, but I don't know. I just feel like I'm in my
the
element.
The humidity
you know?
Makes your shit grow more. Like you're. Your toenails, your fingernails, your eyelashes, your eye... Like, it's a proven fact.
Humidity.
Yeah. Living...
I don't
heat
believe you.
And humidity, like, living in Florida, your fingernails grow faster, I
do gotta clip my shit all the time.
Dude.
It's crazy. I did it today, I think. Yep.
Fucking worst chore ever, too.
Seriously.
It's boring as shit. Like, I mean, I get gratification of, like, cleaning a net. Oh, look at that big piece I just got out, you know? Like, from under your fingernail.
Do you have your road clippers, Duncan, or are you clipping?
Are you clipping on the road?
Oh, yeah, man. I got clippers on the road.
You
I got a whole
road
little grooming kit.
He keeps them in the same jar he puts his teeth in at night.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. You act like I take my teeth out at night. Come on, those should stay in.
Yeah,
you rinse them in the morning under the sink, and they go right back in, and then on about your day.
Yeah. I brush them with Monster, and then...
Yeah, exactly.
I swear to God that this job is sponsored by Monster.
Yeah, how many... Are you back to your old ways? Like... Back when I first met you?
Well, I think I'm not going to need to be for any days except for load-in days.
So how many monsters on a typical day right now?
Oh, dude, on a load-in day, if it's a hellish load-in day, I'll easily power through 4 just to keep me going.
4 is a lot of monster.
Yes.
It is a lot of monster, but I
don't drink any
don't
of that shit anymore.
No?
No.
Every once in a while, I will.
It's tempting.
Do you drink coffee? Do you drink coffee?
I like coffee, but I don't drink it habitually.
You and I are on the same level with tea, so I mean, I can't drink anything that's worse than tea. Like coffee, no.
You can't do coffee.
No, I can't do coffee. No,
I do tea, absolutely coffee, not. Red Bull, but I prefer tea over anything. I mean, it's my comfort drink.
I can only drink like tea. Half of a Red Bull. Like no,
but
I
drink it the British way, you know, with milk in it, milk, hot and all that.
That's cool.
Yeah, the other day we had a load-in at midnight, and I think I had 2 5-hour energies and 4 cans of Monster to get me through that day.
Jesus Christ.
Sounds like a hard
day. It was a 22-hour day. I mean, I had to do something because sleep was not an option.
I've definitely been there before, man. I feel you.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
I don't know. With the Monster and shit, though, I get – I feel like I get the jitters, too, like – I had it the other day just even because I was sick for a couple days, and so I didn't drink any caffeine. I didn't have a lot in me. And then the next day I was feeling better. I was eating again, and I had that first like real strong coffee after a couple days.
Yeah.
And my God, dude, like I was just like
– spaz.
Yeah. Like and not even in a good way. It was just like, oh, my
Penguin
God.
Penguin walking to the bathroom.
That was –
I did love that
day.
Description.
Yeah.
I couldn't get out of my head. I was like, no.
You know when you get a penguin walk to the bathroom. You know what's going on. I got a story, Duncan, that's not even my story. I told this guy, he actually posted this story on his Facebook. And I thought it was so goddamn hilarious I had to, you know, retell it. And I think you'd appreciate this one because you know the guy. Guy that works at the factory with us, and his name is Andy. We'll just leave it at that. All right. There's enough Andys in the world, and you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So Andy, you know, cool dude, real. You know, I would say, you know, if I were to imagine his home, he'd pretty much have his shit together, right, Duncan? Like I've never been to his house, but I'd imagine it would be a pretty decent place. He's got kids, he's got a wife, whatever. He posts on Facebook that. The other day, he was taking a shit, and he's had this reoccurring problem for some reason with frogs being in his toilets.
What?
Frogs?
Frogs.
Okay.
Three-inch frogs swimming up like and getting into like his – somehow. But he's had it multiple times in multiple toilets throughout the house. He's got these frogs that keep –
Could you imagine not seeing it? It's like jumps and it's sticking on you and you're like, ooh, it's cold. But
so somehow they keep mysteriously getting in there. Now –
That's not okay.
No.
No.
Well – He took a crap the other day, and a few hours later, noticed around his house, his fecal matter.
Oh, he saw his own fecal
matter.
He saw
froggy fecal matter footprints. Try that one on for size. On his floor, on his walls, he had his own shit everywhere.
There were little frogs. Because frog footprint.
He found it. It's a fucking 3.5-inch frog.
Oh my God.
Covered in shit.
Wow.
And
that's amazing.
He shit on a frog.
Shitting on a frog.
Shitting on a frog. Shitting on a frog.
Ribbit. Shitting on a frog. Shitting on a frog.
Shitting on a frog. I think that calls for a song ribbit. Tie. Please indulge.
Yeah, I noticed the keyboard is out. That's always promising.
Oh, there we go. We got a disco beat. Disco beat shitting on a frog. Oh, no, we're slowing it down a little bit. Okay. Alright. What do we got, Ty? What do we got? Alright, here we go. Step it up. Come on. Get your composure. Alright. Oh. He's feeling this one. He's feeling this one.
I always resort to harpsichord. I don't know why. It's a harpsichord.
Come on, do something original.
Shitting on a frog. Shitting on a frog.
No.
Shit, not a frog. Shitting on a frog. I got a frog, man.
Very catchy.
So true.
All right. Sorry.
I wasn't inspired by the Ono Radio Show.
Oh, there's going to be plenty more of those throughout this show. Don't you worry.
Oh, I'm well aware of that, believe me.
Oh, yeah. I got nothing to talk about. I think literally I've got four things to talk about in my little book of shit. And, Andy and his shit frog was one of the four.
Was the highlight of it.
It was pretty much the best one.
Did he think that he shat a frog?
That's what I would think.
Is that the conclusion you draw?
I don't think he shat the frog.
He just pooped it out.
He pooped on it. Now, what I think probably – he has a couple kids. What I think keeps happening is his kids keep finding frogs in the yard and keep bringing them to the toilet and throwing them in the toilet. Like, it's a kid thing to do, right?
Yeah, right, absolutely. Yeah.
Like, they're at that age. So he probably just didn't even notice. Frog was under the lip. You know,
they think it's hilarious.
They think it's hilarious because now they're shit frog. Daddy shit frog. So, yeah. Tribute to Andy. He made me laugh. I think that's my funniest Facebook story of the week. I think that should be
who puts that on Facebook? That's what. I'm just like, eh.
I mean,
our
it's
friends?
Kind of a
people
fun
that
story.
We know.
That's true. The
people
factory
that we
man.
Know.
Yeah, people
factory.
That we know.
I mean, if I thought I pooped out a frog, I'd probably say... Tell the world about it.
Advertise.
Well, I told the world the other day when I was sick that I was like, thank God you were pooping. Yeah, I was like, thank God I've not had to run to the bathroom in the last 4 hours. I guess I might be getting better. Yeah.
What were you sick with?
Oh God, it was either some stomach bug or food poisoning. Must have been what it was. But yeah, it was.
There's been sinus infections.
I didn't throw up once. It was like it wasn't that type of thing. It was just straight shits for like 2 days, and it was like, do I hover above this toilet? I can't. Yeah, but I'm cramping too, and then I'm dehydrated.
That's like the ultimate
shitting.
Decision of your. Of your day.
Oh, yeah. Like, all I'm going to do is shit today. And maybe lay in the fetal position hoping for death.
I'm dying.
If I could shit in the fetal position, that would be the best thing right now. But unfortunately, that would be disgusting in the bed.
Yeah.
I've gone down that road once. It was not fun.
It's going to get messy and somebody's going to get mad at you.
Yeah.
You need a bedpan.
I would have taken one my God, it was so bad though. You know, you just can't fall asleep, you can't, and then you get so dehydrated and you don't eat.
Did St. Augustine poison you?
No, St. Augustine was great. Happened the night, like when I got back, it was that like next morning.
Taco-jitis? What'd you get?
We totally did go to the Mexican place.
We ate at the Mexican place, and... I don't know. I think that might have been part of it. But then again, I had some really fucking crazy hot sauce by accident that I didn't realize was that hot, so that might have like not helped.
You are kind of a pansy, so.
Dude, no, this fucking hot sauce was insanity. Like, she'll eat the hot sauce. I've got a Latin wife, dude. No.
You say insanity, I want it.
Sanity. But yeah, you don't want what I have. Whatever it was, because it was absolutely brutal. It happened that night after I got back from my vacation, so at least.
At least it wasn't on your vacation.
Exactly. That would have sucked.
Yeah, it could have been worse.
Could have been worse. Oh, Duncan, you got Pittsburgh now. Next is where?
Next, I am back in the Dirty D.
Oh, Dirty D.
You're going to bring it back home. Bring it back home to mama.
We're bringing it home, yeah.
Detroit.
There will be rainbows.
Dude,
I'm predicting no rainbows.
Metal songs and rainbows will all happen at the same time.
He's gonna pee in a gutter.
Yeah.
He's gonna. This is Detroit things that you do. You pee on sides of walls and gutters. You're gonna litter.
You just pee wherever, really.
Yeah, exactly. It's one big bathroom. You kind of just and trash can because I find that Detroit, you just kind of just throw your trash anywhere. It's like,
well, they don't care.
It's the city's motto. We like to litter.
Yeah, they don't. No, the city's motto is we don't care. It's Detroit.
Didn't they declare bankruptcy not too long ago?
Yeah.
They have less than no money, and like you could probably, I could buy a house there right now for what I pay in rent for like 3 months. Like, You can go buy a house and a big house.
Yeah.
I mean, it might have a bunch of crackheads in it and no law enforcement that ever, like, patrols the area because it's just, it's zombie town.
Well, RoboCop is around somewhere. I heard it's super sketchy.
RoboCop is there somewhere.
But it's a big city at the same time, even though it's dilapidated.
They should just make a real RoboCop for Detroit. They should. Like, they should.
We all have been trying. Yeah, man. I signed the petition.
Yeah, we're pushing for that, believe me.
This is the breaking point.
I mean, fuck the drones and all the talk of that shit. Nah, we need RoboCops,
we need RoboCops.
Like, that's what they talk about these days with, like the way they are, like, weaponizing and, like, you know, putting robots in the battlefield and all that stuff. They don't, they mean, like, fucking these flying chits and these, you know.
Yeah,
like,
drones.
Yeah, yeah, but, like, yeah, drones and little robots that'll, like, go into a cave. It look like the Mars rover and pick up shit. No, fuck that. I want fighting human-looking dudes that are robot. Like, I want
RoboCop.
I want RoboCop. I guess that's also leading into, like, Terminator, though, a little bit, huh?
Yeah. Well, I would settle for Ed 209. I mean, really.
A what now? Sorry?
I would settle for Ed 209, the other killer robot in RoboCop.
A 209? I don't... Man, yeah. It's been so long since I've seen RoboCop. You're talking nonsense to me now.
Oh, come on.
Who is RoboCop in the movies?
Who what plays RoboCop?
Yeah. Oh, he's not really well-known, dude.
He's not a dude, really. Yeah. Like,
no, but he's on Sons of Anarchy right now.
And he's dirty.
When I was a kid, I used to get Judge Dredd and RoboCop confused by their costumes.
Bubble.
Like, I knew they were different, but Judge Dredd's played by Sylvester Stallone, and I remember as a kid, like, in third or something grade, getting in this huge argument with this kid. I'm like, no, fucking RoboCop is Sylvester Stallone. I remember, like, blowing up on this kid at the bus stop.
You would.
And I was so wrong. Like, I remember having to be like, nah, you know, I was wrong.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to nobody wants to admit that they're wrong.
Exactly.
Owen doesn't do it.
Not really.
Dude, what are you talking about, man? I fuck up all the time, but I always admit it.
Depends on if it's show related.
Ah, fuck you. Just, man, I'm sick of this conversation.
Uh-oh.
Don't hang up on him.
Well, he has to sooner or later.
I do have to. It's been 16 minutes.
No, he does have to.
It's been 16 minutes, Duncan.
I know.
It's a good set.
All right, I'm gonna Kelsey.
I love you.
You've got.
I was gonna say Kelsey hasn't said a word.
No. Kelsey, you've got 1 minute. Listen. You've got 1 minute to talk to Duncan. Go.
Oh,
you act like we don't actually talk to each other outside of the show.
I'm the only phone in Orlando, and everyone knows that.
You're the only one. Yeah, that is true.
You control
you are
all the phones.
The only phone in Orlando. There are you.
It's the only connection to Orlando
Mr.
that you're
Money
gonna get.
Of the
Break
phone.
It into a song.
All right.
Here this is your minute.
Oh,
you
this
better
is
tell.
So can we at least have tentacle noises? Yes! Oh my god.
So
I appreciate
sexy.
You, Owen, for trying.
So
I really
sexy.
Do.
Yeah.
So uncomfortable.
Ty the
I
big
love it.
Sexy.
Stop it. All right, Duncan. It's been great talking, and we'll catch you soon.
I didn't
all
even
right,
get
buddy.
To start.
Oh.
He didn't get to say goodbye.
You're so mean.
Yep.
Well, he knows.
You didn't get your minute. You sorry.
You did
waiting.
Nothing
I
with the minute.
I thought you were gonna sing.
Me sing.
Yeah.
What?
Something like Duncan.
She's the adorable redhead. Duncan, she doesn't need to sing to be adorable.
You. Go where you been.
I've been working real hard.
I don't even know what I'd sing.
Sorry, I fell into your trance of your sweet voice.
I only sing in the shower.
His voice really? Does get me, I'm not going to lie.
Well,
he's
thank
a
you.
Smooth motherfucker.
He is.
You gotta watch out.
It's the bass.
So, the wife bought me something that I have to admit. It was our anniversary. We
is it uncomfortable?
No.
Did
it's
it
a
fit?
Good question.
Did it fit in there?
It was our anniversary gift, and at first I had no idea what the fuck to think of it.
I think I've seen this.
I can't wait. Right?
And I did. I posted it on Facebook. Yeah. We need to talk about it on the show.
Okay.
Now, I first looked at it. I'm like, okay. Hi. You've got one of the boxes. I have the product that's outside of the box. You have the box next to you. And then you know what it is as well, right? See that box right there with the Japanese writing on it? Yeah.
I do see it.
Now,
I saw it earlier, but
you get a present for your anniversary, and this is what you're greeted with. I want you to know. Just look at this box. Please describe the box.
So far, it's very pleasant, and if somebody gave it to me as a gift, I would be overjoyed. Look at this guy. He's really happy. He's kind of Asian because all the Asian.
There's not a single lettering. Piece of kind English of though on
kind
the box.
Of.
Not
he's,
a single.
He's
piece.
Not overly Asian, but he's pretty Asian.
Yeah.
Now, when you look at that, Katie, what do you think it is? You don't have an idea what the fuck that is, right?
It's the Peacock Standard.
It is the Peacock Standard. Those are the only English things that you can read on there.
That right? sounds very sexual. I'm not going to lie.
I like it.
Now you saw this post too as well, Kelsey. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No,
you have
I'm
no
sorry.
Idea. Okay, good. No, this is it's better that you don't.
I'm usually the outsider.
I mean the back is the the spoiler.
It comes with a pouch, but if I were to hand you that, what would you think it would be?
Just kind of looks like an iPod from here.
Flask,
but
yeah, it's a little flasky.
Take it.
I would give it that.
Now you can play around with it. The top comes off.
Woo! It actually says Peacock.
Okay. All right, it says Peacock.
It says Peacock on the
top. It's a silver.
So wait, you got more than one?
This thing. I have two of them.
For each side.
Uh huh. Oh, you're giving away hints, man. You're giving away hints. What is that? Like 3.5 inches tall, 2 inches maybe across. Very slender thing. It's metal. It's like a metal case. Like she said, it kind of looks like a flask. And it has these, like this peacock engraving where it has, you know, these holes in the top of it.
Yeah.
But
it's stylish.
Think top comes off. Looking at it, Kelsey, what is it?
It looks like a lighter.
But it is not a lighter. Try it. Can you light that?
No.
How would you light that?
But it looks like the lighter.
But it looks like a lighter.
Like a Zippo.
Exactly. And it is very similar to a Zippo. I had never heard of this thing, but I looked at it. And before I tell you exactly what it is, as a gift, I'm like... Okay.
What is this?
I mean, you are kind of a pansy.
And I can be... I was just like...
I think it works well for you.
What is this?
You're probably...
It's a Floridian thing,
what
man.
Is
yeah.
this?
Yes.
Yes.
Had you ever seen one of these? I know... I think you have.
I've never seen one of those.
I've never seen that particular thing.
No.
But we've had...
Whoa.
We had the... They're like, you know, the other pocket warmers.
It is a pocket warmer. That's exactly what it is. And the idea...
You know what I'm talking about, though. The like, the kind of... They're squishy packs. You
yeah.
know,
yeah. Like hot
they're
hands.
Hot packs.
Hot hands.
And you break them.
You break them and you use them and they last for about 6 hours or whatever.
You put them in your pants.
But this is a reusable device that is a pocket warmer. I'd never heard of them. It was invented in...
That's what I think of, though. Up north, I think... That they're just like kind of like
right.
squishy.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
Do you put the Zippo fluid in this?
Yes, Zippo fluid goes inside. Would you like a demonstration?
I do, kind of.
All right, I'm gonna demonstrate.
You don't have to put the it's already got fluid in it, right?
No, because I used it all today. I purposely
you used it today. You pansy.
Floridians.
First off,
dirty pansy.
The place of work that I work in is absolutely freezing.
But not really, because we live in Florida and it's like 65 or 70.
You can
70.
Go fuck yourself. Or walk around a lot of sensitive electronics that
might
need to be
80.
Kept in a very cold, cold environment. Anyway, this is Zippo fluid. This is the Peacock, if you could see on camera. I'm going to pour it in here in the top.
How do you activate it?
I'm going to show you the whole fucking thing.
Well, hurry up and tell me. I'm impatient.
Basically,
I concur.
The concept... is that the fuel will obviously now drain into the top here as I twist
shoop,
this.
Shoop, 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 shoop.
Shoop, 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 shoop. All right, we got fuel. Now you'll use this top piece. Goes on here. And what you'll do is you'll light it, obviously, with a lighter.
Oh, okay.
But why would you want to put an open flame in your pocket, right? That's not how it works. All the fire is doing... does anybody have a lighter on them?
But of course.
yeah.
You kidding me?
I must have left mine outside. Thank you, sir. You light it, as if you were, you know, kind of lighting a candle, but you hold it there for 3-5 seconds is what they say.
To get the fluid warm, I'm guessing, right?
Basically, you are starting the chemical reaction. Now, the chemical reaction that occurs in this thing, you'll see, if you look real closely, initially it will have a bit of an ember in the flint at top.
A little bit.
Now, what it does is it just creates a quick chemical reaction with the fire, but it's made out of platinum, the inside. And it's a chemical reaction between the platinum and the Zippo fluid, and it makes this. So this must be platinum in it somehow, but you give that a minute. It's already heating up. You give this a minute, and you'll feel how warm it is. It gets so hot that it is almost too hot to handle, and they give you this nice little
sleeve
that you can toss it in. But yeah, I think the funniest thing is I looked at it, you know, I've got Teresa this nice piece of jewelry. She loved it. And I'm looking at my pocket warmers and I'm like, this is a fucking piece. What is this? It took me forever to figure it out and how to get it working. And once I finally did, I was like, all right, good gift. Because two of those, one in each pocket, it's the shit. If you're not into being cold, those things were invented in 1923.
I can't believe you're such a pansy.
Dude, I hate the cold, man.
This is such an educational show.
Yeah, this is an educational show.
I mean, this thing is, it's cool. We
talked about shit frogs and pocket warmers.
I could borrow this when I go Xmas.
You're not borrowing my shit.
After we made fun of him a little bit, I don't think he'll let us.
You're not borrowing my fucking pocket warmers.
I probably, I still don't need it up there because I'm not a pansy like you are.
These are the best. You're Nordic, man.
I got the blood.
You've got fucking Viking blood, Viking and lizard blood. So you're cold blooded. So you just adapt to.
I shave clean every day. Like when I wake up, I shave.
This
completely.
Is 5 o'clock shadow.
Yeah, yep. I know. It just happens overnight.
It's a few hours.
It just
really happens
overnight.
You can hear the brushing, like when he.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Every day is Movember for you. Yeah. People are always asking me with my mustache. So you do a Movember thing or something?
I had to trim my stash.
Can we talk about your mustache?
Oh, it's like, ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
It's hideous.
I like when he does the
mustache. See, people think every time they see it.
It's a good creepy.
Oh, I've never seen
there
it.
There is
the
a good creepy. I keep
it's,
telling Duncan
it's very
to
positive
grow his
creepy,
back, but he
but
can't
yeah.
do it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Yeah.
I almost won't do it. I almost feel like obligated to ask you, do you give mustache rides?
Oh, yeah, as you should.
They're free.
They're free. Yeah. No, but the mustache is, it is back. I haven't done the rape stash in a while. It's
molestache.
It's the molestache.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Mine was always nicknamed the diddler.
The diddler? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, that was its personal nickname.
Dirk
it's, diddler? The diddler is a style of molestache, if you will.
Okay.
That is so creepy.
Yeah. No.
That's pretty swanky, dude.
Yeah. Thanks, man. It makes me look sophisticated, I think.
It gives you a slight Burt Reynolds-y quality.
Ladies know that it's time for business when the molestache is out.
It's business. It's business time.
You know it's business time when
guys.
I got my socks on. It's Jesus. Business time. Yeah, you got that jam? You know you want
to
play it.
I'm not going to, though.
That's okay.
What I am going to play for you is something that made me cringe and laugh at the same time. And it's...
Oh, is this people posing for Instagram photos, but it's videos?
But it's video?
I never watched it. But
you haven't seen it?
It's funny to me that...
Oh, man.
Of course.
I think you guys are actually going to like this. You have to watch it because I'm going
to
play it for you.
Have you seen this?
It's something that we should just... There's not really any audio to it, but it's something we should just discuss how ridiculous it is. So, yeah, it's people... Thinking they're taking photos, but it's all goddamn video.
That guy rocks
wow.
it.
Wow.
Look how long these people pose in some of these. Like, look at he's doing the, oh, it's going crazy, awkward guy wiggle.
Oh, yeah. I like that one.
Just like, right? The duck face, man.
Yeah, look at this fucking... People, man, just people. I don't.
Dude, I've been this guy 100 times because I always have my camera, you know.
Right.
And I'm taking video 90% of the time.
But they think you're taking pictures.
Oh, yeah. They will do that all night.
Well, it's the style of the camera that, no, yeah. now, though, no, with yeah. the DSLRs and everything. You can get great Absolutely. Video, you know, yeah. on something that does just look like a still camera. And that's what's awesome, too, about those cameras in general, because you can get away with shooting fucking anywhere because it just looks like you're taking a picture. I was gonna try a football flick.
It's a terrible later. Flick.
I know, it's bad. I'm English. But no, it's just one of these, like, it's we've all done it, right?
Yeah.
To a certain degree.
I guess. But yeah.
I think the most fascinating part about it to me with some of them
creepy
the expressions
stuff.
They make, there's these creepy expressions, but then there's the ones that get me the most are the ones where it's the dude trying to look incredibly candid. Like,
yeah.
Oh, this just happened. Like, and it's the pose of, you just caught me in this pose, if that makes any sense.
No,
those are the ones I'm just, oh, God. Oh, look, that guy. That guy.
Yeah, he's doing it.
I'm going to keep my mouth open. Yeah. Open mouth open. Yeah.
I can't.
That guy, yeah.
That guy might be my dad. I don't know.
I definitely know that dude.
I was talking about the black dude in the back.
He has no expression at all.
Notice, though, that there are no black people really doing this in this whole video.
That girl's eyebrows were ridiculous. I can't. Like, I'm going to have to excuse myself for a minute. Like, I can't even handle this.
Oh, come on. Come on. Where are you going? You can't go.
So yeah, I know. I just I thought it tickled me this week. I thought, you know, we should give it some credit. The other stuff that I pulled from the web, I don't really know what I pulled anymore because it's been so long. I pulled a lot of this stuff before I went on vacation.
Oh wow, yeah.
Relax. I've been waiting for you for this for a long time, bro. Relax. I'll give you the money. Tired of
this. I don't know what this is.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
This is stupid. I don't know what that is. That's not getting played on my show.
That dude gets stabbed?
That was like, it's some stupid prank or something. Hopefully it went wrong, but I'm not going to watch that. I don't know why I would have downloaded that. All right, here we go. Something might be interesting. Probably not, though.
I love.
I got down here, and I'm gonna take you up to the jail. I'm telling you right now, I'm not putting up this.
I don't have the patience for these clips right now. I don't know that I have it.
You don't know the backstory.
No, because it's been so long. I forgot a lot of these. I don't remember why I pulled them. And yeah, to be honest with you, I don't.
Set it on fire.
Why did I pull? I must have been drunk doing
this.
For some reason, the Queen. Oh, that's why. Because it's the most amazing video ever. Yeah, I was going through YouTube. You ever do that? Where you basically I don't know.
Every now and then
you go and just you find yourself in a YouTube like, oh, I haven't seen this old video in forever. And
then there's a bunch of suggested videos.
Yeah. I don't think I'd ever seen this Queen video. Have you seen this one? The Show Must Go On? Like the original video? Check it.
I can't say yes fucking right away, but
Freddie Mercury straight away in a goddamn full drag.
It's looking good.
But still with the mustache. You know you're pretty awesome if you can do full drag and mustache. Are you leaving? What's going on? What are you doing? Standing creepy at my door? I thought you had a knife or something.
Well, I might have.
Check out this Queen video. What are we living? Has anybody ever seen this?
No.
I'm pretty sure I have seen this.
I don't remember it. Like, I remember a lot of this live footage. They cut that into everything. It's such a dramatic video. He's in the cage like...
Because I had a video with all of their videos.
What song is this? Okay.
It's The Show Must Go On, right?
Yeah.
Look at this. Freddie Mercury.
This is where his drag obsession became, I guess.
No, it happened long
before. At least where he got to show it off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's just the weirdest fucking. It doesn't make any sense. I think videos in like almost all 80s videos were that way though.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
For sure.
We're just going to throw
there was a context. There was a context for all those videos, but you have no idea what it is most of the time.
Yeah. No.
And they'll reveal it on Jay Leno like in 5 years or something if he's still around.
But they don't make any fucking sense.
No.
And it's not just this band, but it's, you know, pretty much all.
Queen is awesome, though.
Queen is great. Yeah. I love Queen. Yeah. I'm never going to knock Queen, but this video,
it's a little weird.
It would just do.
It's pretty awesome. A little weird.
I mean, this
but
stuff is awesome. I love seeing the live footage and everything.
It's just
and
all over the place.
That should have just been what it was. But instead, they throw these little cutscenes of, you know, Freddy being a mime, being strangled. And then, okay, there's cool 80s glasses.
Yeah, right.
But then it goes to, like, him dressed up in drag, but as, like, the housewife. And he's like, he's wearing he wore a banana hat. Did anybody
it's
see
a pretty
that?
Sweet no. banana hat.
He was wearing a hat full of
I would
Chiquita
wear that
bananas?
Hat.
Like
bananas.
They could have been Chiquita bananas. There's no way to confirm this.
Look, banana hat. That was a banana hat. That was
but
a hat.
Isn't that the girl in Chiquita Bananas? And she wear that kind of.
Well,
no.
She has like a fruit basket
fruit.
Of sorts.
She has all, like, she's like.
Apparently. That's 100% banana.
That's 100%. That was that's banana dreads. He
yeah,
was
that's
wearing
a wig.
Banana dread wig. And now there's a guy in a monkey suit, and I think. I think he's throwing bananas at him.
He's angry about the bananas.
Okay,
on
so
her
wait,
head.
No, I'm trying to understand this video.
What
he's,
happened?
He's got a banana.
The
we're,
gorilla's
we're
angry.
No, we're in the writer's room
the
right
gorilla
now.
Gorilla is
right,
angry.
We're in the writer's room. Hang on.
It's like this so, bitch
I got this
is
idea
wearing
for a
these
video. No, he didn't talk like that. That was more Bowie. I can't do a Freddy.
Your accent just comes out.
Bring out the Bowie. I want to hear Bowie.
I've got an idea for a I'm going to wear a banana hat. It's a hat full of bananas.
And then we're going to get wild.
There's going to be a monkey jumping up and down.
He'll be mad at me for wearing my banana hat.
Well, I'm going to throw him the banana. He's going to peel the banana.
But he shan't eat it.
But he shan't eat it. He shall throw the banana away in disgust.
Wow.
Because I wore it upon my head.
Then we're going to make duck face as we ride
right?
the
no
English
kidding.
Country.
Does
anybody know who are we? Our guitarist Brian
what?
May
what?
Is going to now become a bird man with an enlarged nose and bottom jaw.
He's a quackopotamus.
He's a quack platypus May, if you will.
Right.
There's a penguin behind him, as you can clearly denoting the.
Is that a squirrel?
That's a penguin?
It looks like a.
It's a fetus.
That's what he is. He's supposed to be a. It's Penguin Brian May. Let's just make Penguin Brian May.
Oh,
it
penguin.
Is a penguin.
I
did
thought
not.
It was a meerkat for some reason. I don't know why. I
did not think it was a penguin.
So what are they trying to do? Are they trying to, like. Are they time traveling now?
Sexual.
Okay, all right, there's something. Ooh. They're all in drag right now.
Going down.
It's a good thing this song's all right. Jesus.
Yeah,
what CD is this song on, do you know?
It's on an album, first off.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. On a record.
I don't actually know which one this
I don't
is
either.
On.
I was
going to
say, it's not a
not
very popular one because I don't think I've ever heard of it.
It's not on Night of the Opera or any of the main, like, it's on a later one. It's later Queen. It's like,
you can tell. Yeah.
Like 80s
Queen. 80s
Queen,
yeah. Still
it
good in
its really good
right.
Rhyme.
It's, so the Sacha Baron Cohen Queen movie, is
I don't
that
think
happening?
I don't think it's ever
what?
Happening. It was rumored for forever, and it went. Apparently, they started.
Are you sure it's not happening?
I think I did finally read that it's just completely off the table. Like the money's gone for it. It went too long. Because like,
I thought that would be kind of a great fit.
I always thought it would be. I don't. Yeah. Here's the deal. Though.
I mean, if he,
I don't
he,
feel
he
like
couldn't
to
be
tell
outlandish
that story,
enough.
Right? You need. Sacha Baron Cohen. I feel like you can find.
You don't need him, no.
I feel like you can find somebody that's going to do equally as good a job, but looks alone. I mean, he could do it.
I know,
and that's
yeah.
The only reason, that's the only reason we're saying it. He is that looks alone,
he's,
could do it.
He's probably a little taller, but
he's taller. He's and
he could pull it off.
He's no, I think he could. I think he could. I mean, he played that gay in that one Talladega Nights movie.
Oh yeah.
And he was Bruno. That's true.
That was
the
really good.
The Talladega. I love that. That's where the first I place. Went. Yeah, I love you.
I know. He raced the Perrier car.
And it was epic.
Yeah, it was awesome. Fucking Ricky Bobby, man.
Want to go
Ricky
fast.
Bobby.
I hate that movie, actually.
I love that
movie. I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
It's funny in its own right, but they're better. I much prefer, like, I think Anchorman is still...
I mean, sure.
Still the best.
I think we're apples and oranging.
What?
I like both of these movies.
We're
they're delicious.
And we are. I will be seeing that, though. I think I'll actually pay money to go see that in theaters, Anchorman 2.
Yeah.
I think I'll actually bother with that. It won't live up to the hype. I hope they just don't go... And I know they will. That's the thing. Like, they're just going to go silly. They're just going to go stupid silly over the top with it.
That's what I'm scared of.
That's
I think they'll.
I am too. I just wish
they
would.
Tastefully do it, though. We'll
you think?
See.
I hope.
See, but I'm really worried about the new Star Wars movie.
I'm super worried about it. But
yeah.
Also, I am putting my positive vibe forward.
Yeah. I'll be honest.
I'm not.
Don't give a flying fuck. It's not
what
Star
about the new
Wars.
Batman then?
It's not Star Wars anymore. It stopped being That's Star true. Wars after the original three.
Yeah.
It stopped
Those
being
are my
Star
favorite.
Wars for me a long time ago, and it's never going to be the same. So I've kind of dealt with that long before Disney took over.
If Abrams
JJ...
hadn't done Trek, like, because I'm a Trekkie too. Like, I'm all
and
sorts
I,
of.
I like the first
sci-fi
one. I
is
it was
my
okay.
jam. Girl, what's up?
Yeah. I'm
live
not
live long prosper let's do
live
it
live long and prosper
but
did you hear about
next generation's awesome
next
we've been gen- over this we've been
we,
over this
we can talk about
did
Star
you hear
Trek
about
volume.
Harrison Ford like all of them are coming back Mark Hamill
yeah
Harrison
yeah
Ford,
is everyone signed
everybody's
up?
Supposed yeah. to do some sort of
cameo
I'm interested.
Of some sort.
Yeah
they'll be in the first one that
but
comes
also Harrison
out
Ford has freaked out a couple times because people are asking him about Star Wars on other talk shows. He's talking about shit. He freaked out. I don't know. You didn't hear anything about that?
No, I didn't actually hear that.
He's like, Star Wars, I'm Harrison Ford, I'm angry.
It's kind of what he does, though. It's kind of what he does.
I don't blame him, though. I mean, that would be really annoying.
Yeah. Here I am to promote my new thing or, you know, do this. And
tell
you
us about
know.
Star Wars.
Yeah. It's like all these crazy fangirls. Like, they can't do anything
See,
about
I,
that.
God, if I was that sort of celebrity, though, I would just have fun with it. I'd just make up shit all the time. I'd be
yeah,
like,
but after that many years?
First movie, it's the origins of Jar Jar Binks. It is, you know, goes.
Womp womp.
But no, I have fun with it.
What do you think about the new Batman, though, with Ben Affleck
it's
being
gonna,
Batman?
Doesn't
I'm not sure about all that.
Well, I think it's dumb that they're remaking it this soon. It doesn't need to be done. Dark Knight trilogy, or whatever you want to call it, is awesome.
Yeah. Christian Bale.
It's
the hell out
it's
of it.
Not going to be Christopher Nolan, so therefore I'm not going to like it as much, and that's just where I'll leave it.
Yeah.
You know? I think we're on a break, Ty.
Yeah,
I think
it feels breaky.
I think it's breaky time.
Batfleck pissed me off. I want to say smoke.
Yeah. All right.
Give me some delicious jams.
Oh, this
what do you
is
got
hot
for me?
Chip.
Oh yeah, delicious.
Delicioso.
About the cowbell, baby, right here.
Everybody needs more cowbell.
We will be back in a matter of minutes. This is the Ono Radio Show. If you do want to call in, the second segment will probably be about 15-20 minutes while we're on break. But we will return, I guarantee it. And you can give us a call at
3-2-1 3-3-2 0-1-8-6-6-6
Suck it, bitches.
Hail Satan.
Sur la justice, ont cru devoir se joindre au boulanger, qu'ils sachent bien que nous ne nous laisserons pas faire. Nous avons maintenant des moyens d'action.
Let's start this shit. the gym.
Let's go.
And we're back.
It's my jam.
Hell yeah, it is. Onyo Radio Show is back indeed with a second segment. As you know, this second segment is where it really gets fun. If you've stayed up this late, we should start advertising that, by the way. We should really, like, we can never
advertising.
We can't put a time on awesome and
exactly
the dirty second segment.
The dirty, dirty.
I missed the sexy third segment.
Oh, though. Sexy third.
It's still a possibility.
The night is young, ladies. The night is young.
Let's get comfortable.
Oh, God. It has been a very estrogen-filled for me, for the Ono Radio Show. For the Ono Radio Show.
You know, I was told yesterday that I'm a feminist, and I never really realized that I'm a feminist. And I guess, all right. Because I believe that women and men are kind of equal and, like,
kind
you know.
Of?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Kind of.
Yes. I guess I'm trying to put it lightly because apparently a lot of dudes still think dudes rule the world and shit.
Hey, guys.
And when I
so
found out
know.
It was going to be the estrogen show, I'm like, I'm a feminist. And I just found out yesterday and I didn't know, but.
I'm pretty sure guys...
Just because I believe in humans, like...
No, man.
It's not a girl-guy thing to me. I believe in humans. And
that's where you're wrong, man.
See? I knew this would happen.
That's where you're wrong. I feel like men are superior beings.
You're such a Brit.
And
why don't you just push a child out of your vagina first?
Yeah, do it.
Oh, that's... See, that's all they have. That's all they have. I love seeing these talk shows.
Women, don't you know that raising a child
is a full-time job? Fuck off. Go to the fucking factory. Work 8, you know, work 10 hours, work 12 hours. You go to the coal mines. You fucking go mine oil. You go, you know, fix cars all day. You go fucking... You know, work construction. You go work in the sun. You know, you.
So you're.
You know.
I love you, Owen.
Fucking bitches can't do all that shit.
Where did that come from?
Like, I'm just telling you.
This is a pretty intense
you know,
speech.
I'm not saying Katie should do construction, but
I'm saying she should give it a shot.
And
she'd
be
laugh
all right.
about. She'd laugh about.
Look at her.
About,
she's flexing. She's.
But seriously, any of these women, they last about 4 hours. They make it to lunch and then be, you know.
What?
They'd go home of heat stroke. They
Whoa. I kind of want to take on this challenge.
They get a little nick on
like,
their
this is
finger.
Bullshit.
They get a little nick on their finger. They're fucking done for the day.
Whatever.
You know, fucking.
I have never had fake nails. Don't even start with that.
I'm not talking. I mean, okay, I wasn't talking about fake nails. I was talking about slicing your finger open by a razor blade. You do that on the job at where you currently work? Do it all the time.
I cut my finger the other day.
Cut my shit.
Try doing hair, okay? Like, you don't even know. Yeah. My fingers are calloused from doing hair.
I know.
Like,
I know a little bit.
I actually get muscles from my job from lifting trays and stuff.
From lifting trays?
Trays of glass? Yeah.
What?
I'm not kidding. It's like.
Okay, so you've
I
got
get muscles for my job too.
What is it? Is it this motion? Do you do the above the? And, okay, I can see that. I can see that.
You, as an everyday thing,
solid,
I mean, you wouldn't
though.
Think
yeah,
so,
are.
But I mean,
they are.
I get muscles in those same places. You know,
it's just a different way of going
just
at it. But it's true.
Exercise differently. I certainly feel like I'm stronger with my right arm. Than I am. With
well,
where is that going?
Yeah.
Oh, was it the hand motion that I gave it away? I'm sorry.
Maybe.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was not referring to masturbating at all. I just feel like my right arm is my dominant arm. And I. Do I more with that one?
I used to switch it up.
Oh, my God.
I can't switch it up. I've tried. It doesn't work.
No, well, I mean, it works.
Ladies work
but...
the same. Oh, they work the same too?
Well, they yeah, girls have a preferred arm.
I wouldn't. Yeah.
We're not ambidextrous by gender. I mean, come on.
But I feel like, you know, it's more of a grasp thing, you know, with us. Like, it's more of just like what.
It's your powerful arm. That's what it comes down to.
It's your powerful
it's
arm.
It's your power. So that really allows you.
I am
to
kind
use,
of ambidextrous.
Use your dominant, powerful arm to really.
I
ram
wish
jam.
I was.
And we're, by habit as well. I mean, if you're a righty or lefty.
Seriously.
I am like one of the few lefties that I even know myself. I'm a lefty. I'm a fucking lefty.
Yeah. I am too.
Chicks do the ram fuck jam yeah. all the time?
Look at you girls.
Is that what they do when they masturbate all the time? They ram jam?
Ram jam?
I'd rather talk about the slug tug.
Oh, no, we already went there. We've already done the slug tug.
We did the
I know, slug tug. I know we did.
I know you'd rather talk
I've
about
never
that.
Heard of this. What?
Or,
what
see, I was under the impression that when chicks masturbate, they more just, you know, stimulate the clitoris. But do you like to go, you know, do you like to penetrate yourself? Like, is that a...
It depends on if you have the tools.
What tools? Are you using dildos? Are you using...
vibrating devices.
I've always heard the shower head is a good one.
The shower head, yeah.
Really gets
it's
in
not
the
as fun as you think.
Really gets in the puss. Put it on the vibrate.
This also means you have a removable head that can get to your crotch level. Yeah.
Which most people don't.
No, most people don't. Because I've tried.
This is what I was talking about with the second segment. This is what I was talking about.
See, dirty the second segment, dirty, always.
It's getting dirty.
It's just what happens. I feel like something's going on in the living room.
You never
there.
Tried the lefty?
And I feel like the balance of men
oh,
shit.
Oh God, it's,
women
shift, it's
has,
shifted
has
now.
Finally,
it's so shifted. I'm not I'm not okay with this.
We got more penises.
I'm not okay with it.
In the studio, joining us
got a
for
guy.
The second time. Yay. Jimmy James in the studio. Come on, everybody.
James. Hey, Jimmy James.
Scared the shit out
put
of the
that
fucking
mic
cat.
All up
come on,
in your face.
You gotta get that mic in your face, Jimmy. It's already
How
ready.
How you doing?
It's already ready for you. It's already ready. I'm sorry I don't have an extra pair of headphones for you, but just you know, hop right up in there.
Hey, man.
Travis
long time
is here
no see,
well.
Biatch.
You know what I heard about you, Ty?
What'd you hear? Tell me what you heard about me.
Just about every damn thing on the planet.
Wait, you gotta talk in the mic. You gotta get in there. I know you're not hearing us. What's up, brother man?
I hear you're musically inclined big time.
Oh, there you go. Sorry, there you go. I
didn't really get to throw
been
down.
Down the whole damn time.
It's been down the whole damn time.
You're telling me to speak in.
I was playing a little bit.
Might as well be talking to a stick.
There we go.
How have you been?
I'm all right. I'm hanging in
Jim,
there. I'm so happy to see you.
Goddamn. The Jimmy Yay. James second segment takeover. Way better, by the way. Way better than the Ian takeover,
yes.
Drunken Ian takeover segment, which happened the last time Travis was here.
Yeah. Tragically, me and Putin are stone cold sober right now. So.
At this point.
Would you like a beer, my friend?
No, man, I got a long drive after I get out of here.
Okay, all right. Well, either way, it's good to have you in studio. It's always a pleasure to have Jimmy
I'm
James.
Happy to be here. Love my puddings.
Now, what were you
There's
saying?
Multiple puddings here.
Before I realized that I didn't have your mic on, you were saying that you didn't realize Ty was an
absolute musical savant.
No,
a musical genius.
Exactly.
It's sexy third segment now with the
yeah.
Yeah,
really, it kind of is. Yeah,
burn a kazoo on you so damn hard you won't help but bring tears. Ty, what do you play, man? Let me hear it.
Come on.
We played some sweet shit earlier.
I think you need to. I mean, I'm ready to go
the
over here.
Out. You already been rocking a tune.
We've been jamming all night.
The shit frogs.
All my jams been cut off prematurely. I feel like
we have one hit. No. Muskrat Love. What are you rocking over there?
we definitely have a good jam left in us, Ty.
Yeah, it's true.
Do not.
It's not quite ready yet, but it's percolating. It's looking at me. It's saying, hey. I'm over
right,
here.
That's what you need, a percolation.
Yes, we all need percolation in our life.
Rewrite the world.
We'd have to unplug it for Jimmy to hear it, though. He doesn't have headphones.
I know, that's
okay. That's the only thing is that we're all on. We're
I can
all
put my microphone
right
over
there.
I plan on making him play for me.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true.
I feel like the women need to like disappear, and we need to have the men
You're
in
here.
You're sweetheart, I'm just saying. Like,
there you go. Oh,
see? We did it, guys. We did it. We won.
Finally happened.
I won.
Our penises have
just stumped the whole damn room up.
This, these women. I was just trying to explain to them a few seconds
Whatever.
Ago.
I'm not
was
giving up my microphone.
yeah.
See? Hold your ground, girl. Hold your ground.
Was declaring himself a feminist.
I guess.
I was trying to let these women know.
I didn't
that,
know, but I am a feminist, apparently.
Obviously, men are.
It was told to me the other night. I'm just catching you up. I'm just saying, you keep talking. It's fine. I believe in vaginas too. I guess.
You can defend yourself when I'm done talking.
Fine.
You declared yourself a fucking feminist.
I'm just saying, I guess.
And now
I didn't know.
That is a whole other conversation. Owen needs to finish this thought. Really? So we can
it was
indulge.
Clarified to me the
Someone
other night.
Someone told you?
And then
well,
that women, they're not aware that we're the superior, you know, of the genders.
Oh,
that
he was saying that?
Ty is shaking right now. I can literally see Ty quivering.
I was saying that. That's the diabetes. I'm saying that obviously us men are the stronger of the two genders, and that Ty is now declaring his allegiance to the, you know, the
other
sex.
Now I got to defend the vaginas.
And
you have the microphone.
He just went all gay, and I'm just telling
Apparently
you.
Apparently, I've
How
gone
that
all
gay. That's just being prideful of the human race.
I like humans, and I think we're both.
So I'm the only one here that feels like we're superior.
I know that I feel like if you get a woman real pissed off. I don't see a door over there on your side, Ty, while you're over there pulling that. See, it's like dolphin sonar when they start screaming.
And that's the point, though, honestly. I mean, everybody knows I'm joking. It's an honest thing, but it's
No, man, don't fold on that. Throw your balls out there.
You're a man. You can do that. You can do that.
That's right. No, I mean, and I'm not to a certain degree, because let's be honest, there are certain jobs that very few women can do in comparison to men, correct?
I absolutely agree.
We just went over this.
I've never seen a good woman roofer.
Do you want to know what some of them are?
They're probably out there, though.
I've never
I'm sure
seen
there are.
A female tower climber. Do you know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because when it comes time for you to piss off that thing, everybody's going to get down there with you. You can't climb a tower in a skirt, so I got that one off the list. What do you got?
No, it's, hey, man, we're flying through nothing right now. I mean, this whole show has been a...
Male strippers?
A literal...
Right,
you
cannot be a male stripper as a female.
What did we talk about in the first segment? I don't even know.
Vaginas.
It was very educational, actually.
Those are nice, though. You got to admit.
We talked about... vaginas are always nice.
Wait a minute. Always... Not necessarily true.
No, man.
No, it's not necessarily true.
I have been fortunate enough to never encounter one that I didn't approve.
There's some feisty ones out there.
I remember a couple bad.
The worst job would be what?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah.
Now, I would think assistant crack whore's got to be even dirtier than that.
Assistant crack whore.
I mean, if you're doing a shit, even a crack whore won't do.
For half the money.
I would think even a third.
I imagine Jimmy might have seen a terrible
intern
in his day.
I have seen a few terrible vaginas. Luckily, without calling.
Are you pulling out pictures?
Them all.
Pulling out pictures? I thought he was about to show us the slideshow.
Yeah, man.
Let me show you these terrible vaginas I've seen.
As he whips out his cell phone.
This one I call Blue Waffle.
Oof, no. Wow. I saw a picture.
No, at SCP.
Have you seen that
At
one?
SCP, the last night of Halloween Horror Nights, someone dressed up as a Blue Waffle. I'm not even joking.
Are you familiar with this one, Jimmy? It's an internet thing. It's called Blue Waffle. It's been around for years, but it is obviously a diseased, very, very grotesque image.
You're talking about a taco with a top. And
no, I'm talking about, like, imagine if a vagina could grow like herpes. That's what a Blue Waffle vagina is.
It is very blue. It is very blue. It almost resembles blue cauliflower to me.
Mm.
That is hard to pass off.
With a little cottage cheese garnish.
Yeah.
Man, I think you
it's nothing waffle-ish even remotely.
It sounds delicious, but doesn't look delicious.
Nope.
How long do you have to wait?
Give me that
Seriously,
cauliflower.
As a human being, before you get that checked out and looked at, you know what I mean? Like, that didn't just come overnight.
Well, if you tell yourself a little cocoa butter, some thyme, I don't know how you convince yourself.
You ever
of that.
Get a pimple on your junk? It's scary.
No,
I have never
I
had
you
a
what
zit
I did
down
there.
There.
One day, I pissed
Dude, it doesn't happen
bed.
Much, but
I have. I've gotten pimples on my junk.
Yeah, now and then it'll happen. You're like, what do I do? Do I have to?
I squeeze the fuck out of it like on my face.
Exactly. You just have to bloop it out, and it's like, wow.
Well, there's like certain spots, like on the back, like when you pop a pimple on your back, it's so painful.
Man, you're a girl.
How is the sausage pop? Is that something that's painful? Is it like, or is it like a face zit?
To be honest
with
you, where I've got them,
I thought it would be painful, but it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't, because it's just more outer skin, right? So it's not really on the sensitive of the more.
But when you do it, you feel terrible about it.
Right.
Like, oh, I didn't.
I did.
Mine had a little, you know how you get like the pus burst, but then you get the little blood thing behind it?
Yep.
Gentlemen, damn. Oh, yeah. No,
I've never had a zit on my junk before. When you pop it, do you make yourself erect, or is this like a flaccid activity?
No, it's just total flaccid activity.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, maybe halfway. Oh,
all right. Like,
just because
so it's a morning thing.
In general, it's going to be halfway. I mean,
it depends on when you notice it. Yeah.
The way I'm getting pimples on my junk if I get that Benjamin Button disease.
So, sir, like, no, seriously.
And it's not herpes, is what
you're
telling me.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't herpes.
Okay.
No, I never had the pimple thing, man.
That's weird.
It's a singular.
I haven't either.
I got the saggy balls now. That's heading your way. Look forward to it.
I've heard about it.
Man, I've sat on my balls more times in the last couple weeks than I've ever sat on my. It's crazy. I don't understand it. I'm like,
especially with the temperature dropping.
My balls shouldn't be hanging down all the way. I'm feeling it. I'm almost dirty 30. I know you got plenty of years on me, Jimmy James, but I'm
rocking 53. It is. I know.
I am scared because I'm already feeling it.
I'm scared of what my balls will look like when I'm your age. Like
I haven't stretched so far that I'm touching the water, but I can feel the temperature.
Oh,
coming.
Oh yeah. You're gonna have to reevaluate your level on your boat.
I'm gonna get me one of them little teeny swimmies, wrap it up in it, and I'm good to go. I don't want the boys drowning.
You're gonna be making iced tea in there. Jesus, though,
why are your balls so brown?
It's just how they. That's
right
how they weathered.
Right back to shit frog. You guys didn't hear about shit frog.
That was not
in the first segment. That's okay. a true story from a guy we know. We all know him. He works at the factory with us. His name is Andy. But he
shat a frog.
He did not shit a frog.
He shat it out.
Well, this is Ty's theory.
Okay.
It came out of his poo, and then it jumped out.
He keeps getting frogs in his toilets before this happens, right? Like big long frogs, like 3.5-inch frogs, and can't figure out why. And
nobody really knows about the frogs. Nobody understands exactly why these frogs
nobody
are in
does.
His toilet.
All right. Nobody does.
So it's conspiracy.
It's
segment.
Still conspiracy.
Okay. I think he pooped it out.
He did take a shit, and then later find frog kind of covered in shit and footprints, frog footprints all over his house of a frog that had walked through his house. And
I bet you he was easy to track down, though.
He found him.
I'm sure he did.
Follow
them. I bet you can find him quickly.
So, yeah. I mean,
I'm going to call PETA on that guy. He's shitting on a bunch of frogs. They have to be a fan of him.
I said, I
think he's got low stomach acidity, if that's the case. Cause
oh, those damn things will fly in a slingshot, I'm telling you.
Did you do that? Really? Have you ever flown? Have you really done that?
I have put firecrackers on them, man. I am sorry, but yes, I have.
Like, you ever do the ball bearing thing with toads?
Stop real quick. What do you do? You take a frog. You're tying a firecracker to it? Like, how are you attaching the firecracker to the frog? Or are you stuffing it down the throat?
Duct tape it. It don't matter. We're about to blow up a damn frog. Grab your goggles.
This is back when M80s were legal.
I'll tell you what I've done before.
They're legal?
You can gig for them. I've gotten some so big, you could actually slap the hell out of a man with them.
Oh, frog gigging. That's some country redneck ass shit there. I remember the first time I went fucking frog gigging, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's one more tip to surviving the zombie
apocalypse.
Absolutely,
man. That's right. You're gigging for pig frogs,
and they're delicious.
Now, don't you chop off the feet? Like,
all the hell you take are the legs, man. So
yeah.
You're basically destroying
that's
a lot of upper legs, but man, are they good.
Those I've had them a couple
so
times.
Good.
And it just struck me as. We were talking about this before you got here, actually. But no, they struck me as being like. I don't know, just a mixture of chicken and fish, like easiest way to put it.
I tried catch and release, but after you keep throwing them back, they don't have no legs, they can't swim, they're just staring at you inside the damn boat all night.
See, whenever I went gigging, we would we'd spear the frogs, and we had like a little, you know, plastic bag. We'd just, you know, throw them in as soon as we were done, and then take them back to the house. And we threw them in an ice chest.
We had like a 5 gallon paint bucket is what we used.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you need.
I mean, like, they're not very high jumpers once you stuck a spear through them. But
exactly. They're not as motivated.
No, they're really not. They kind of accept death at that point. And so we threw them in this bag and then threw them in an ice chest overnight. And just sort of let them sit because we weren't going to cook them for a couple of days. Pull them out. This is my first experience ever gigging frogs. Pull them out. I'm in the kitchen thawing them out. They're little frozen frogs. Setting them down. All of a sudden, the motherfucker starts jumping. And I'm like, what? And I've got a whole plate of frogs, mind you, that I just thawed out. And they start moving, okay? And this is in my buddy's kitchen, like, which is a brand new kitchen. Everything's clean. All of a sudden, these frogs start, like, kind of scooching. And then they get the one good hop. And once a frog gets that good hop, they're gone, man. They're gone. We're talking on the floor. Resilient freaking creatures. You can stab them, freeze them, and they heal over that period.
Yeah,
and then
but you don't
even
want nobody to see you do that.
No, absolutely.
So you can put them in the freezer.
Yeah, and thaw them in a kitchen sink with boiling hot water, and they will hop away. Absolutely.
That is scary.
That's terrifying.
What amazes me is how he knows that. How many frogs have you just done that to?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. We had like 50 fucking frogs, so we stopped thawing them out for a minute and... You know,
this is
smashed them on the heads with hammers.
This is going out, right?
This is zombie frog apocalypse.
Frog
right
lover find you and just tear some damn hair off your head.
I guess so, man. I don't know.
Well, you can do that with flies, right? Isn't that the old myth? You can freeze a fly in a cube, and then you can, you know.
I don't know. Anytime I've ever caught a fly, I've been so proud of myself, I just had to kill it.
And anytime there was one in a cube, I'd been drinking and probably swallowed it.
I teleported the fly and then, you know, became the fly like the movie. Yeah, no,
I'll pretty Jeff much Goldblum. Eat any day.
I Jeff Goldblum'd it.
Okay, there you go.
Sorry.
Man, I missed you guys. Good to see you.
I'm pleased as punch to be here, man. This is good stuff.
Duncan, our friend, supposedly left us a voicemail last week, and I haven't even listened to it.
Oh, I can't hear it.
Yeah, I know.
Come on, Kel.
Yeah, I thought he was here, man. I guess
you
I'm
told me he was here.
I thought he told me he was here.
Apparently, he called in.
Is Duncan here?
All right.
I'm trying to find it. Hang on.
Duncan, if you're listening, Owen lost your voicemail. You. I apologize.
I think I might have lost it. Hang on. Jesus.
You son of a.
Wow. Either that or he was lying to me.
Ah, both are very possible.
Oh, I found
true.
It.
Very
this is
possible.
Duncan. I've quit the service.
Continue on while I try and find it real quick, please.
So what else did you guys talk about tonight?
What a show.
Yeah.
About how nobody knows where I'm from because Ty is supposed to guess this.
Oh, by your accent?
No.
Newport Richie.
No, not Newport Richie.
It's probably Newport
Richie. Are we talking local?
Yeah.
It's Florida somewhere.
You can't.
All right. Bite my tongue.
You know where, huh?
It's a Sebring.
Yeah, she looked like a Sebring.
Hey, you figured it out.
That's impressive. Yeah.
Is it really?
I knew it a long time ago, but I played.
So you know at certain times of the year, playing across the road there.
I didn't even know Sebring existed until I met her.
They have races.
I've shot in Sebring, because of the racetrack. I've been out there.
I've done towers out there. The only reason why I know it.
I'm not a racing fan, I guess.
I'm not a fan, but I... got
my
paid
God.
To do it.
Boom. I'm a fan of the paycheck.
Oh, you raced out there, Ty?
No, but I shot it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
If Ty raced out there, that may actually make him the most interesting man in the world. Like, might
I'm not saying I wouldn't do it.
Qualified as that, yeah.
We shot a Porsche commercial out there, actually. It was,
really?
Yeah, it was for the whatever the, you know, it's the...
I don't know.
What do you call those cars? They're not SUVs, but they're kind of SUVs. The
crossover?
The Cayenne, that one.
Oh, the crossover, yeah.
And when that came out, like we shot, it was, I don't know, maybe 5 years ago? God damn, that was a while ago.
I've never understood why people buy the Cayenne. You're buying like a crossover
that
Porsche.
Thing really is retardedly fast. It is ridiculously a beautiful
Evan.
Machine.
Really?
Is
it?
First mobile customer.
But I was
why
surprised.
The hell do you need a fast crossover? Like...
I don't. It's odd to me too.
Four.
but at the same time, seeing it in action, I was impressed.
Trevor is a natural so
yeah, like but you know that target demographic is some mom that wants to get her kids to fucking soccer practice fast as hell.
Yeah, some exactly. Mom driving 300 miles an hour.
Yeah, well, no.
Crossover,
which they
yeah.
will. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
something about Lamborghini and SUV.
I'm surprised Lamborghini hasn't done it yet. I'm glad they haven't, but I'm surprised.
The Ferrari F1 Range Rover.
Yep.
That'd so where you're from here, aren't you?
Yep, born and bred.
How about you, Pud?
Born just outside of Chicago, raised in Sarasota on the beach. So I'm technically
Wait, where
Floridian.
Just outside of Chicago have we talked about this? You tell me now
it's
where
you're
born.
It's been a while, but Arlington Heights.
You're kidding me, really, Arlington?
No. Yeah.
I was born in Highland Park, which is not all that far from there.
No, not
Damn.
At all.
Damn. Is there anybody crazy. Left there?
Oh, there's a lot, yeah.
So I'm going to ask you, is that Arlington Heights, is that like the neighborhood area that the movie Arlington Road was supposed to represent? I don't know if you've ever seen that movie.
I haven't, yeah, no.
I don't think
oh,
so.
Oh, man, that
movie.
I'm pretty cool. sure not, but
probably good
that movie
yeah,
is solid.
That movie is so solid.
Yeah.
Good thing you left, though.
Yeah. Unfortunately, guys, I was unable to find the voicemail.
Is this the voicemail substitute?
So,
what do we got going now?
So, you have the organizational skills of a baby, right?
Pretty much.
A baby with.
Instead, I thought I'd bring you a creepy.
Oh, I did watch.
6 foot tall, or 7 foot tall, singing his song.
With the voice of an angel.
Shebop girls over there.
That guy, even though he's a scary
That's
tall
me.
Clown.
I could probably do that.
He has an exemplary voice. That's how you'd have to shave your
as
hair.
My mother
I did not
would,
condone
I don't
want to
do that.
No
don't
problem with
it
at all. No problem with it at all. But I could hear it in the as soon as he goes into the chorus. And as my mother would say, bent is a 9-bob note.
What the hell does that mean?
I think we're about to find out. I think that's a gay reference.
That's indeed what it is.
I feel for him. You know how hard it is for a clown to break it in the music business?
No.
A gay clown at that.
You don't see a lot of that on Star Search.
His name is Puddles, I believe. He does have, I mean... Puddles Pity Party is the name of his band.
Yeah, I think that's right.
I'm pulling for it. Get your ass out of the car and build
Damn.
Your own life.
That's what I say, right?
So is this the next step in cross-dressing? I'm wondering. Are we breaking new grounds here?
No, I think we're going to find a bunch of clowns that know how to sing. TV's never going to be the same.
So I guess twisting balloons is just not cutting
it
anymore.
It's not cutting anymore.
No.
Now you need to be 7 foot tall, have some... random chicks by you. I like that though.
I do approve of the random chicks.
Yeah. They're rocking
yeah.
attitude.
I know them actually. They're cool.
Yeah, they're rocking attitude. They look like
they smoke cloves.
Working with a clown.
They do definitely smoke cloves.
Yeah, they're clove smokers.
I can see it.
I can see that.
It's an Asian thing.
Have you ever watched Party Monster? Like
that's. Yeah, yeah.
What was that? A woman talking?
It was.
Oh my God! Where's the helmet? 1, 2, 3, duck!
I tell you what, you only have to take one eye out, and everybody in the room will get it.
I'm sorry about
Nose
that.
Game.
Seriously, you know, sorry about the, you know. Voicemail from Duncan. I swear he said he left one, and if I did lose it, I lost it. But you know,
it's more likely that he's just dirty. He's just lying.
I think he's lying.
I think he's lying.
I mean,
too.
If I were to put it, I mean, that's what he would do.
Oh, absolutely.
It's totally what he would do.
He just
do.
Wants to fuck you.
He just wants to fuck me.
It's your Newport Richie.
I've seen
you
the
fuck
way,
me?
I've seen the way he looks at you. Absolutely.
I fuck you.
You a handsome fella, buddy. You a handsome fella.
I know. I mean, especially with this mustache.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you rock.
He's
I can hear your
for
theme
a ride.
Song every time you move now.
All right, cool. Good.
That is 70 porn mustache it's, right there.
That's a straight-up molestache. Yeah.
As we
straight-up molestache.
It's molestache,
that
but
is the
as
name.
We discussed earlier, yeah. the name of the mustache is the Diddler.
You named your mustache.
It is a subsect of molestache. But
hey,
it
mister,
is,
you got any candy?
I think it should be Dirk Diddler.
I think it should be the Clit Diddler, but
it's,
whatever.
It's,
Dirk
it's
Diddler.
The Diddler.
It's the Clit Diddler.
And just leave it at that.
I saw it in neon letters, and it exploded, and it said, Dirk Diddler.
Hey, Ty. I think we need a song, and I think we need to end the show on...
Oh.
On a Ty and Owen masterpiece.
That's sad.
Ooh. Dibs on the maraca.
Maybe Cletus will join along.
I want something to play here. I got a beer can.
Hey. You play whatever your heart wants, baby. Yeah, you do.
What is on your monitor?
I
back
think
there
one of
right
those
now?
Are empty, too. I'm not sure.
Oh, that was a video we discussed earlier in the show as well. We'll tell you about it after.
Drugs are weird.
That's all I'm going to say about that video.
Basically, what you're seeing there is people thinking that they're getting their picture taken when it's video and they're posing. We did a whole thing about it.
All right, sorry. All right, cool.
It's good. Ty? Oh, I like it.
The keyboard's ready.
Jimmy James on beer can.
I'm pretty sure you're not playing that, Ty. I think you're... Oh.
That damn boy is a savant, isn't he? He didn't play that shit with his mind.
I'm pretty sure you did the demo there or something. Oh, look at him. Look at him go.
Yeah, you're on this. All
right, sorry. That was fun, man.
Very convincing, Ty.
I'm still sold. Nobody will know.
We can give him a second.
I got to find the right beat.
The master has
beat
to find.
Has to...
Yes, you're right. We do. We Jazz can. Club? We can all agree on this. This is going to be a collective effort all right, here.
All right. This ready is me to lead off with my beer can.
This is. Oh shit!
Throw that anywhere. Shit.
Oh.
Jimmy James on the beer can. Here we go.
Hard.
Here we go. Oh, getting a little funky. Jimmy James in the stew. Jimmy James, yeah, in the stew. No one knows what to do, because Ty gets down like you want to. Trevor's here as well. Got a shaker in a hand, and he's rocking it well.
What is happening?
Jimmy on the cam.
Yeah. Oh, this is the shit. I didn't even know it could do this.
Pumpy, huh?
Pull it together.
Oh, yeah. Shitty bro. Running down my hall. Shitty bro. All right. Clap along.
Yeah!
Bring it home!
Oh no radio show.
Oh no radio show.
I wish I could access this shit quicker. Sorry.
You're a savant, man. Rock it. Yeah.
I don't know what's happening. Come on.
I think
but
that
wait.
Was...
No, don't stop it.
No, don't stop it.
Okay, stop it.
That was amazing. Why are we donating?
I had more in me.
Why are we donating the instruments to high schools? I played that whole song with a beer can.
That's right. And they say they need money for instruments. I'm cutting the music programs at all the schools. Just get beer cans.
Kids. I say we drive by the newest school and throw
just
out
dump
all
a whole lot of
aluminum instruments all over the front lawn. Let them have them when they come in the morning.
Exactly. Doing the world a service, ladies
that was
and gentlemen.
Fantastic.
This music brought to you by Bud, the Itweiser.
Folks, it has been one hell of a night. It has been a crazy show, but wow. I would be amiss if I wasn't going to thank everybody that came. Ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy James, Travis, it was lovely for you to join us in the second segment.
Glad
thank
we could.
You
absolutely.
So
great for company.
It was amazing having Bubble in for the first.
Got the bub.
And
Bubs.
Of course, our good friend, Kelsey.
Oh, Kelsey.
Oh, thank you very
Kelsey.
Much.
Kelsey, the cutie.
The woman of little words, but one of my favorite little laughs.
Yeah.
So she's allowed back.
And she's absolutely famous. Great to look at. Let me just tell you.
Exactly.
Like, it's fantastic.
But I did think Duncan was here.
Yeah, Duncan was here in spirit, and we have to thank
always.
Him as well for calling.
He did not call. Why are we thanking him?
Hey, I can
no,
feel
did
Duncan in
no,
my
he
hand.
He
well,
did
I
in the first
you,
segment.
Okay,
you weren't here. But there was a previous voicemail from like a week ago that I was going to play.
Gotcha.
Either way, we thank him for calling, and as always, I've got to thank you, Ty, for being
oh,
here.
Hey.
As
well,
well
thank you, sir.
Hey, y'all.
I cheers
oh,
you all.
Absolutely.
Hey, I know what that phone call was. Duncan probably left a message for you to pick him up at the airport. You lost that 2 weeks ago, you say?
Something oh. like that. For the Ono Radio Short Show, for Ty.
I'm
for
so glad I keep bringing
here.
You music. Thank you.
I'm signing off. My name is Owen. I'm your host, and we will see you next time. Give us a call, Bags. We love you.
Hey-o!
Leave a message on that Facebook thing.
Boom. I'll show you the way.